I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey cousins, just dropping in to give you a quick trigger warning for this episode. There is a graphic story of a tragic rape and murder in this episode, so if you don't want to hear this, then please skip the timestamps that we've put in the show notes.
Hey guys, I'm Candice.
And I'm Sorrel.
And you're listening to Closet Confessions. If this is your first time listening to the pod, the simple premise is myself and Sorrel gather in my closet to get some things off our chest and you get some things off your chest too. Mm-hmm. But first, girl, you know what we gotta do.
Yeah.
These are my confessions. Just when I thought I said all I could say, my cheek on the side says she got one on the way. These are my confessions.
You know what's funny? I dragged the note and I literally heard you go, oh. You're like, oh my God, girl. I do not have the time for this.
All right, Southern Baptist.
I will take us to church at any given opportunity. I will.
Okay.
Go on.
Quite a simple confession, but it is petrifying me.
Uh-oh.
Apple Pro goggles.
Candice. Candice.
I will not go out like this.
Candice. But also, I want them.
Why? I know. I'm part of the problem. I know. Don't look at me like that.
They look ridiculous. They look insane, but also cool. Have you seen them?
I've seen the inside. So like the screen records of what one can do. And you know, that whole plugged in. I don't want to be plugged in. And this is coming from someone, I've done dial-up. I've done broadband. Yeah. Wi-Fi's everywhere. Yeah. I'm now seeing the detrimental effects of being why do you need to cross the street and be
no,
if an 18-wheeler don't come and fucking take you
honestly
out.
Listen, no, it is,
you look like an orchestra conductor.
I've seen people walk like down like Times Square wearing them. Of all the places. Enlarge, zoom in, minimize. Come on. The thing is, okay, I do think they're really cool. I'm not gonna lie. I think we don't need them though.
This is what's so crazy. I know, and this is the one that I am excited about, when it's just a screen in the air. So no goggles.
Just like from your phone into the air.
Not even the phone. Because like, you know, when you watch like future films and stuff.
Yeah, how would they do it?
You just like think.
Absolutely not.
And then the screen pops up.
Absolutely.
And then you're just like, let me FaceTime.
That means there's a chip somewhere in my brain. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Stay away from me. You're not. No. No. I don't want 5G
that
in my eyeball.
I want to skip to.
Wait, I just want to interrupt. They're planning that.
See?
A chip. Yeah, a chip.
It's Elon Musk. This is the
problem. Oh, no. Not that.
No,
not that.
No, I want it where it's like the phone. Like the phone is near you, and then you get an email, and then you're like, okay, let me just pop it here. Then you do the thingy. You can close the phone.
Sick,
cool. But also, I want it where it's there, but only you can see it. But I don't know how they would do that.
Privacy.
Yeah,
GDPR.
Privacy. I don't want everybody seeing my emails.
You know what I mean?
But I also like, how cool would it be? You're just like, I don't know, out for the girls, and you're like, one second, girlies, you pop it up. Yeah, can you believe?
Oh no, but imagine being out with the girls and taking a photo,
and then everybody viewing it
in the air. Do you get what I'm saying? And you're all just like,
that would be it.
See that?
That would be it.
Skip to that.
Yeah.
This?
The little googles.
No,
I don't mind the goggles. I'm not gonna lie, I'm down with the goggles.
$4,000 a piece.
I'm not paying that. I ain't paying that. I am not. And the thing is, I was never really that big into tech. Like, if I have a phone that can go onto the internet, I'm okay.
Yeah.
I'm chill. My man is a tech whiz.
A tech head.
So before they came out, he was, you know, he watches the videos about the tech.
The thing. And then he watches the unboxing.
The unboxing. Yeah. Then people
then
using
the
them. Then the review.
I bet he watches that black guy.
The black guy!
Well, there's probably more.
Shout out to him.
He's MKBHD.
Yeah, something like that. I got to find him.
The king.
Let me tell you what.
Even white tech bros are like, we back.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, we're waiting for his video to come out. He hasn't done a review yet.
We don't care what you say. MKBHD has not posted. He's amazing.
I love his voice. He's so sweet.
And it's so slickly produced.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Yeah. I was never into them. He'd watch the videos and I'd be like, oh my God.
No, I love the way he produces his videos.
Since his videos, I was like, oh, what's he saying?
And no one compares.
No one. He's really carved out his own niche and like,
he's
really good.
And he's built that channel from nothing.
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 Love that for him. But yeah, so the goggles. So you won't be getting a pair?
Absolutely
not. What if the kids won't get a pair?
Absolutely not. You know, Esme's not even allowed on the internet. It's so cute. I found her the other day on the phone to her best friend whilst her best friend was sharing her TikTok screen via FaceTime. I didn't even know you could share screens. I was like, showing my age. Oh. Yeah, I love it. Love it. Go outside and touch grass.
Absolutely. We will get you into every after school club you want to get into.
Because guess what? You have got decades.
Decades to be on
to be drowned in that. Oh my God. Do you know what?
Oh my God.
I don't want it.
No.
I just don't want it.
No. And I'm seeing all these videos of like iPad raised children. And it's really scary when they talk about like their upbringing and
Or being groomed.
Yeah. I wasn't allowed on the internet. I only had internet at school. And then I was allowed on the computer for homework only. And we didn't have like, you could have like Google, but like there was, everything was like parent protected.
Oh, see, I was an MSN chat room generation.
My parents didn't know because MSN was a email address.
Yes.
So my parents didn't know there was the
yahoo.com.
Yeah. So the chat room side, my parents didn't know about it.
Yeah.
Because I'd just be like, I'm emailing. Girl, please. I'm talking this cute little fine little boy, whatever.
And that is not a fine little boy. Do you know what I mean? And it's recognizing
but
that
MSN,
now.
MSN, I knew all my friends on MSN.
Mm, not me, girl.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I was really scared. See, my parents did that thing where they put the fear of God in me about
really?
Getting abducted all the time. And
oh, no, I didn't know.
My mum used to watch, do you ever watch True Movies? On Sky. Oh my God, there's this channel called True Movies where they only show true movies. Some of them are really badly produced. They're like Lifetime style
movies. The worst murders ever.
One about a mother kidnapping her baby. One about, like, crazy, right? So my mum would be like, oh, there's this movie I want you to watch. And it would always be about some little schoolgirl who's been on the interwebs, groomed. Now she's living in Russia And I'd be like, thank you.
Admittedly, I never thought about those things.
Yeah.
Which, in some twisted way, is maybe the only privilege of being a dark-skinned black teenage girl.
Mm.
You're not ever really sold as the one they want to kidnap. So it doesn't...
You're not sold, is it? But...
I know. But you know, then in your teenage mind, you're just like, oh,
I see what you mean.
All those kidnapping so concerned.
Right, I see what you mean.
They're looking for Molly.
But also, what's funny about that is, yes, you're not sold as the one that they want to snatch up, but the racism, colorism is also real that when somebody does try and talk to you weirdly, you're like, this is freaking me out because I'm not
the world has told
me.
I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, whoa.
Big red flag.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Why are you talking to me? No one notices me.
No one talks to me.
So why are you talking to me? You're obviously a creep.
And then, I don't know if I've ever told this story on this pod. I had a friend I went to school with, a very sweet classmate, by the name of Sally Ann. She was brutally raped and murdered 5 doors down from her house. So, as the story goes, this guy who was a sex offender in Australia was able to move here and he starts working at the pub that Sally Ann is doing some weekend shifts at. He's watched her for months. He knows when the boyfriend's going to pick her up. One night, and this is like seared into our memories as high school kids or secondary school kids. And then I'll tell another story that makes it make sense. But one night, her boyfriend picks her up from the pub, drives her home, not realizing they're being tailed. They have an argument. She storms and gets out the car and he just drives off. He doesn't stop to check that she's made it into her front door. Her mum hears the gate go. Her mum hears the gate go and is like, oh, it's Sally. She's home safe. I'm going to go back to bed. The next morning, a neighbour across the street sees what appears to be two mannequin legs sticking out the alleyway And they're like, well, who's left on? And she was about to be a model. She just been signed to Storm Modeling Agency.
Oh my God.
So there's just these two white legs sticking out the alleyway, and from your bedroom window, you think it's a mannequin. Sorry, I'm getting emotional. And then she sends her husband to go to the alleyway, and it's not a mannequin. It's Sally, who's been stabbed 17 times.
Oh my God.
Stabbed so horrifically, the man has split the concrete beneath her body. Like, and when you're told that story about someone that you were probably going to go to a club with or see next week, that's just shattered everything up. We were like, we were all about 17 years old, shattered to the point that a couple of years later, when my best friend and I had an argument in East London, he followed me the whole way home from a distance because we'd had a proper major argument.
Yeah.
And I remember him standing at my gate, making sure the door was closed. And a few weeks after, when we patched it up, I was like, why would you do that? He was like, remember what happened to Sally? Wow. You have to make sure the door is closed.
Wow.
You have to make sure the door's closed. Sorry, everyone's just gone silent. Not trying to like blow. And this is weird to say. Of course, I'd known of murders, or by that time, unfortunately, I'd been to school with people that had been murdered or were doing time in prison for murder. So I wasn't, I was used to the concept, okay? Yeah, yeah. But what I wasn't used to is that kind of sexual violence, that stalking. Mm. And this case went on for a while because he then wouldn't say where her belongings were, to the point that they drafted in a psychic who led them to an oak tree in a park in Croydon. And that is exactly where her personal items were buried. Like, and it's so rare, the way the story goes, that the Met allow quote unquote psychics to be involved in a case. But they were like, we're out of options. Yeah. When they kicked off the door of his flat, he'd been collecting every single newspaper article about Sally and had it laid over his flat like wallpaper. Jesus. And when they put blue light on it, there was semen on it.
Oh my God.
Big trigger warning at the beginning of this episode, by the way. Yeah. And so I'm learning all about this and I'm 17, 18 years old. And all of a sudden, being out in the world,
yeah,
my back is up. Do you know what I mean? Like, from that moment on, a man could not walk behind me in the street.
No.
I step aside.
No.
You've got to go before me.
Yeah.
You have to go before me. I never walked the same route home twice ever again because I was like, she was under surveillance.
Yeah.
He knew every single move.
Yeah.
It completely crushed her boyfriend.
God.
And more so, he was a suspect for a while.
Yeah, fuck.
Ruined her parents' marriage. Ruined her family.
Jeez.
I don't even know where that story came from or how we got led there. The internet, MSN, strangers, stranger danger.
The thing is, right, and these real life events are horrific. Like I was saying, my mom used to make me watch those movies. They're horrific, but there is so much good. Like when you speak to the family of most of these victims, they are always like, I just want this story to make sure it
to be the last
happen.
Story.
Yeah. So it doesn't happen to
be the last
Sally.
Story.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's painful.
To be the last story. How was he able to leave Australia as a registered rapist?
How?
Because in his conviction, they were able to tie him to so many unresolved rapes.
Oh my God.
How?
Yeah. This is, and keeping the kids off the internet.
It's just, you know, it's not going to be forever, but it's a deterrent for now.
For now. And while, bearing mind, Esme's young.
Yeah, super young. She's 10.
Young. It's not like, you know, she needs to be on the internet for X, Y, and Z. She's young.
Like,
and when she's on the internet, it can be supervised or whatever.
Absolutely supervised.
But yeah, it's wow. I don't even know how to.
And I think it connects to what we're saying, but also, so back to the Apple Pro goggles. I'm watching, okay, so this is interesting. Big change of pace now, guys. I've been noticing a mass exodus from the internet everyone I followed for years is leaving the internet. Yeah. Every other day, someone's got their notes app out and they've been like, I've been here for 10 years. I've been here for 15 years and I am signed out. There is a part of me that's a bit jealous. You guys know what I want for my future. But there's also a part of me that thinks collectively as a community, we are exhausted. We are exhausted by comparison, by being plugged in all the time. Like everyone is like, enough.
The internet is loud. The internet is loud and I think people just want silence now.
Also, the internet is usually loud and wrong.
Well, it's not normal to open up an app and have 300 opinions thrown at
you. I keep saying it.
It's just
I just keep saying it.
It's just not normal.
I'm this close, and not in a Beyonce way, I'm this close to unfollowing everyone on Instagram and solely giving you content but not consuming it. I'm reaching that part of my life
I
actually don't care how conceited it appears.
Yeah.
It's like, nah, this is for the betterment of my mental health.
I am so close.
I'm like, I'll follow no one. Maybe just my man.
I have considered that. I have just honestly considered that.
And if you know what, if that offends you, can't help. But I am this close to bringing that down to one follow because things chip away at you or they weigh on you. And then of course there is the correct, but over the overconsumption of genocides. And the other day I was just pushed a video of a girl in Gaza. She looked no more than 7, just vomiting blood. And there was no filter, no trigger warning.
That's it. And
and yes, we shouldn't hide from the truth.
But you know what's crazy? The first video is someone cooking pasta. The next one is
ASMR.
That's what gets you. It's like there is no. If I go to Al Jazeera's page, I know what I'm signing up for.
Yeah.
But I'm literally just on my explore page. I'm watching someone make pasta. I've watched someone show me a get ready with me. Oh, okay. And there is now very, very violent graphic content on my. And don't get me wrong, the message needs to be spread. But where's the boundary? Where's the filter or the? That's the part of the internet I don't like. I want to go and find it, but sometimes the algorithm just throws things at you that you're like, I'm not ready for this.
Do you know what app I've been finding I'm using the most? I can't believe I'm saying this because I just didn't see it in my future. Pinterest.
I was just about to say. Pinterest is my favorite app of all time. Pinterest is my favorite app of all time.
Let me tell you why, guys. No.
Pinterest is my favorite app.
Come true.
Gather. Let me open my Pinterest. Because do you know how many boards I have?
Do you know?
Candice.
I've got one called Black Girl Aesthetic.
Candice.
Right?
Candice. No, carry on talking. Let me get my Pinterest up.
Let me tell you guys. No, listen to us. I'm going to break down why I think Pinterest works. It gives you the scroll.
Yeah.
So you're doing the scroll.
It gives you the visual.
It gives you the visual, but it's inspo. And it's people you don't know.
Never met them before.
There's no connection.
Never met
them
before.
And then you can pin it and manifest. And you know, when you're feeling a bit low, you go to a certain board and you look at these images and Pinterest?
Pinterest is that girl, has been that girl. I've always been a Pinterest girly. The thing that I love about Pinterest is if sometimes you want a mindless scroll, right? But you want stuff that is cute. Like if I search
also,
something,
do you know what
Pinterest,
I like about Pinterest? The algorithm gets to know you
perfectly,
very quickly.
Perfectly. Everybody talks about the TikTok algorithm. The Pinterest algorithm.
Because TikTok algorithm has, and this is what I love about Pinterest. Pinterest is still image heavy.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're not going from like Al Jazeera type news to ASMR.
Yeah.
If I've typed in black girl hairstyles, that's what they're going to feed to me for the next 4 hours.
Yes.
You know? Love Pinterest.
I'm obsessed.
If you want to exercise your thumb and your brain in a similar way, but not get caught up in comparison or not have your boundaries scattered, Pinterest is the place to
Pinterest,
be.
Pinterest, I get quotes. I get hairstyle ideas.
For your mental health, it's amazing.
It's fantastic. I would thoroughly...
It's amazing.
Push Pinterest. Like,
listen.
It is a very healthy social media app.
Do you know what I mean?
And also, okay... People are always like, oh, Instagram, you know, everything's unattainable. I see people who don't look like me. Pinterest, the girl doesn't look like me.
And
why?
Guess what?
Because I'm searching for it.
Because I've typed in those eggs.
I've put
the
in.
That demographic is what I've typed in.
I've put in futuristic outfit.
And they're
black
like, bet.
Plus size black girl.
Bet.
And they're like, cool, we got you. And I just keep, and it's
and you
never
just
ending.
Keep going, and it's just you.
And then you press one picture, and then there's
more. And then
more.
Below that picture,
and then you can do the little, if you want to find a little piece of outfit or whatever.
And then now they're doing the tag shopping link.
So Pinterest is that girl. I love.
I don't know how we've gone from murder to Pinterest.
We are 180. True 180 podcast. No, Pinterest is that girl.
Honestly?
She's that girl. I love Pinterest.
And there's no news. There's no... Do you get what I'm saying? It's just inspo.
It's
feel
innocent.
Good times on
it's
Pinterest.
And it's the thing that I love the most about social media, where I get these visually aspiring or inspiring or like, but it doesn't make me feel like crap
ever.
Ever.
Ever, ever, ever.
I love Pinterest.
Yeah, big up Pinterest. You're doing your bit.
Yeah.
We love that.
The next bit of the podcast is brought to you by Indeed, who we've been working with over the last couple of weeks to bring you some career guidance and inspiration. They're the UK's number one job site, which makes finding better work easier and more effortless.
One of the ways they do that is through their Work Wellbeing Score, which helps you discover companies who are prioritizing the things you care about when it comes to work wellbeing. Things like feeling appreciated, feeling accepted for who you are, being encouraged to learn new skills, and many more.
To give you an idea of how it works, I thought it would be fun if we completed the survey as an employee of the Closet Confessions podcast. So we're going to read out some statements and score them from 1 to 5. 1 being that I strongly disagree and 5 being that I strongly agree. First one, I feel happy at work most of the time.
I'm going to give it a strong 4. Now here's why. Once we have done our first 2 records, because we bulk record, my brain turns to mashed potato. And producer Charlie's looking at me sometimes like, Sorrel, read the confessions with haste. And I'm like, there is no haste within me, Charlie. I am mashed potato now. So at that point, I'm like, okay, now I want to get in my car and go home. So I would say a strong 4.5. That's me.
I'm exactly the same. I'm a 4.5. You're just not going to be happy all the time.
No.
We come into recordings, we're tired, we've got millions of other things going on.
Yeah.
Someone's time of the month, someone's man has annoyed them. Like, there are other things outside of the closet that make their way into the closet.
Exactly.
And sometimes we're just hit with a confession that, like, blindsides us.
Yeah.
Really emotional, or, like, something that keeps us up at night or keeps us way beyond recording. So yeah, strong 4.5.
Okay, Candice, it's your turn. Please score. My work has a clear sense of purpose.
Do you know what? Yes, at 5, I completely agree. Very, very strong 5. Reason being, when we sway outside the boundaries of our purpose, I can feel it and I can hear it. I don't know if people know this, we've ditched episodes loads of times, where we've listened back and we're just like, no, that's not the vibe. Or where, you know, where it's too gossipy, or it can be read as gossip or hate. We're just like, either we dub an episode or we cut that out or we re-record.
Yeah.
So yes, I think being a presenter of Closet Confessions, yeah, strong 5. I know the purpose.
I agree. I think we are... The good thing with us is we're both quite aligned when it comes to why this podcast exists. And if this podcast just exists merely for a kiki, I will pick up the phone and call Candice. But this podcast is bigger than just having laughs and giggles. It's kind of like a sense of community, and you have to constantly be reminding yourself of that. So yeah, I definitely agree that it's... I do feel a clear sense of purpose when I'm here.
And our other employees, quote unquote, the cousins, they pull us up too.
100%. Like
when a video clip goes viral, if they think we've crossed the line, you know, we've had great friends pick up the phone and be like, oh, guys.
Yeah.
I don't think this was the best approach.
Yeah.
But whilst we do have the final say, and Sorrel and myself are always conscious that we don't want it to feel as if we are muting ourselves, it is helpful for the cousins to help us remind us of what the boundaries are, and what they're looking for when they hit play.
And I think that goes across the board when you're in your place of employment, having a mentor or someone who you trust who can be like, hey, this is the reason why you joined this company, or this is the reason why you decided to do this thing. Just remember the initial goal. I think that's always like a great thing to have, because it just keeps everything clear. But we are running out of time for today, but we'll be answering the final 2 questions of the Work Wellbeing Survey in a future episode. So listen out for that.
You can look up a company's work well-being score right now on thousands of Indeed's company pages. So it'll tell you before you apply to anything if the company is aligned with your needs.
Now, that's a game changer. Find great places to work. Head to Indeed.com to find out more.
Do you have a confession? Because I realise I've done to move.
I do. I have a few. I've been writing notes while we've been away. But I'm going to go with this one. So I wrote this. Context. I was driving in London as I saw this.
Okay.
And then I parked my car and then I wrote the note. Before y'all try to say Sarah was texting and driving, I were. Okay, I parked my car and then I wrote the note. Okay. I am not a queue for an event girly.
Facts.
Nothing big on facts. God's green earth is that deep for me to wait outside
big
hours.
Big.
In the cold. Big.
I think it's age. I think it's maturity.
I can't do it.
I didn't even queue for Beyonce.
Beyonce? Absolutely not.
Do you know what I mean?
My first ever Beyonce concert, and I learned my lesson that day. We got up at 5 a.m. in the morning. 5 a.m. in the morning. I was number 7 in the queue.
Yeah.
7. Got a stamp and everything.
Yeah.
After they give out the stamps, because I think it's like the first 500 or something people, you get a number.
Yeah.
You can go away, you can go get food, whatever, whatever. You come back and then you're back in that order. They open the doors. You scrubbage.
You run. Little piglets to the market.
You run like your life depends on it. Okay?
Piggies to the slaughter.
I was Usain Bolt that day. I ran. I get to the front. I'm at the barriers.
Your breast.
Squished up. Me and Beyonce are doing eye contact. The concert finished.
Yeah. And you're the last bitch out of there.
Never again.
Yeah.
Done that. Queue.
Yeah.
Not again.
Yeah.
Can't be me. Shan't be me. I saw people queuing outside. It was a clothing shop. I don't know what the drop was. And I was like, it's not that deep. But for some people, I love that for you. If that's what you want to do, if that's how you want to spend your day, great. I'm the type of person, if I want it bad enough, I will go on TaskRabbit now.
Yeah.
And ask somebody to queue for me. And I will pay them for their time. But I'm not doing it.
I've just aged out of even the hype around drops.
No.
Do you know what I mean? It will be on Vestiaire Collective next month. I'm sorry.
No.
Like, I've just aged out of that.
And if I don't get it, guess what? Like, I'm still breathing.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, life still actually goes on, but I can't.
Consumerism, the more you engage with it, the less the high is.
Yeah.
The high goes down.
Absolutely.
Do you know?
Yeah. And there are some people, brands do it very, very well. Artists do it very, very well, where they give you nothing for such a long period of time. Mm. For example, if Rihanna was to drop her concert dates, right, Ticketmaster would break down, it would crash, because she's given us absolutely nothing in terms of
drought
music.
the drought
that when she comes back, people are fiending for it. As much as I want to go, I can sit in the comfort of my house and go on Ticketmaster. I'll do that. But I'm also not the type of person who's got 8 laptops open.
Same. Because it was so funny watching the scrummage for Beyonce tickets, and then I got great seats 3 months later. I was like, how did you get? You just wait. You just wait.
I got the first set of tickets. I got terrible. We were in like Edinburgh, terrible seats. Then I was on Twitter one day.
Yeah,
one girl
you just
like,
wait. People
hey,
can't
got,
make it.
I can't go.
Yeah,
perfect seats.
You just wait.
And I was like, oh,
don't let the fear of missing out, which is designed by marketeers, get in your brain. Like, it will circle the block. If it's man-made, it will. I'm sorry.
They want money.
I'm sorry. And guess what? Let it circle the block, so you're spending less money.
Yeah.
How about, I'm just not in my, scrimmage era.
I'm not a FOMO girly. I don't get FOMO. I don't get FOMO.
I actually don't. You've hit the nail on the head there. There are things I would like to go to. Do you know what I mean? But I'm not like,
And even when like friends, like let's say we've got mutual friends and they all meet up.
Mm.
I'm not like, oh my God, I wish I was there. Mm. I'm just like, I'm glad you guys had fun.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have that desire of like, if I was there, I wasn't.
Also, I think the more we work on the internet and do things on the internet, you know that being there is just posturing for the internet.
Mm.
There's usually a huge gap between actually being there and actually wanting to be there and enjoying yourself.
Yeah.
Because that last part is very important.
Enjoying yourself.
It's like sometimes you only wanted to be there so people knew you were there.
Yeah. Oh, that part. So you get the picture, you get the photo up.
When in reality, the event was horrendous. Yeah. The food was choking you. Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like that happens so much in our industry.
Which is why
that sometimes I see people's images, I'm like, we could not have been at the same event.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Babe.
Bruh.
Babe.
Yeah.
How can you Photoshop a vibe?
Yeah.
I didn't know that one. How can you Photoshop a vibe? Yeah. That was not the vibe.
It's just to say you were there. And listen, I get it. If that's the nature of the business sometimes when you're a, you know, public figure or creator or whatever. But for the most part, having been to a lot of those events, I'm just like, meh. Yeah. Some are great, but some you're like, yeah. Meh.
And the best, to be honest, I love a good press trip. Love being taken away. Love a little Paris. Love a little New York.
An intimate situation. Don't put me in a room with 2,000 people.
That is the worst. Who does that?
I don't want that. I want intimacy.
Yeah, who
I
does
want
that?
Small. I want.
Yeah.
Let me. The people I'm with, I want to be able to have a conversation with each and every single one of them. Yeah. And be like, hi.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Otherwise, we're just there with our plus ones. No one's talking to one another.
Ever.
Everybody's just getting their phones out when something fun happens. And then you go home and you're like, oh.
Also, the true influence of today, and no one stole my idea, would be to have an event and not allow anyone to have their phones out. There's a roving photographer. You'll get the images at the end of the night. That's that.
I want you to know. Period.
Talk
about the product you need to talk about.
Talk. Like, engage.
Yes.
Have fun. You know?
Be present.
Yeah. So I think with that said, in the world of the Apple Goggle Pros thing and in the world of us not queuing for things, I've said it before, but I think the next highest value thing is going to be the cost you can put on being present.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those kind of wellness bars where you have to lock away your phone,
beautiful.
They're about to do a Madders because everyone's exhausted by this hyper-connectivity overconsumption.
Yeah.
Actually says as you listen to her in your ears.
But don't stop listening.
Rate and review.
We love you.
Like and subscribe.
We're going on tour as well. Come and see us in real life.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Okay, guys, we're moving on to a cousin confession. No, is this a mini-sode?
No,
this is the confession.
Okay, leave that in. title, I'm getting married in 3 months and my mental health is spiraling.
Uh-oh.
Hi gals, love the podcast and so excited for the new season. Been listening since day dot. My confession is I'm getting married in 3 months and I'm not doing so good. Laughter emoji, that means you're going crazy. I'm a successful 29-year-old woman with a great full-time career and my own business on top.
Ooh, come through, mama.
I own my house, in brackets, prenup all sorted.
This is this type of thing I love. I love women when they women. Women.
Fanny flutters. And my relationship is so good. We cannot wait to be married. I have amazing friends and a very strong support system.
Great.
Most importantly, I'm extremely close with my sister, but not with any of the rest of my family. Our mum died young in traumatic circumstances in 2020.
Oh.
after a long illness. We were her carers during her illness. And our dad left us 10 years ago for another family. He'd hidden from us. Ooh, chaos. My mum's family aren't like us, so we're different and not close. We got a semi-decent inheritance, and I always feel like that separated us from them somehow. Mm. What were we just talking about in the last minisode? They make no effort to understand me or my sister. We have creative jobs, live away from them, and like to travel properly. The same hotel. Girl, no, because no, I feel like you're speaking to my soul. She said the same hotel in Alicante every year. Don't cut it for me. Oh. Sorry.
Not the cattle.
I love when the cousins speak my vibration. My mother's sister is manipulative and jealous. Her kids are refusing to attend my wedding because we didn't invite their deadbeat boyfriends. We didn't invite them because I don't want their shit energy anywhere near me or near my open bar. It's all just awkward and sad. Before this debacle, my sister tried to plan a family hen do with them, but no one even made the effort to reply to her invitation. I'm having the wedding I want. I just want my mum in it. Oh, and I can't shake it.
Oh, baby.
I live with the grief every day, and of course it's going to be hitting different at such a huge milestone. But I feel like with all the pressures in my life of work and wedding, I'm not allowing myself time to sit and feel it properly. It's ironic because I work for a wellness charity and I'm a yoga teacher, but I'm the worst at taking care of myself. I feel like the last thing from a glowing happy bride. Yeah, I felt that.
Isn't it funny how when there is a void, nothing can fill it?
Nothing. And those that you would expect to fill it aren't doing their duty.
Aren't doing what they need to do.
That's hot. I get that. That's
a tough pill to swallow.
Because you would expect them to step in and stand up.
And hold you. They don't have to fill the void, but they have to hold you through it. But I will say, in the moments where, you know, you're missing your mum and you're feeling that, your sister is the best representation and your relationship together is the best representation of the type of parent she was.
Yeah.
Because you two have each other's backs.
Literally.
And like I said, family sometimes are just shitty. They are just shitty. And
I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're white. Alicante, yoga, wellness. Hate to be that person, but you know.
Well, you know, are.
The data-daters.
According to my statistics, it's giving...
Ain't no black girls in Alicante. I went there.
I went there. I went there.
And I think, walk with me, I think these situations can be equally hard. Again, like we said in the first episode, can be even harder, in fact, for those of us who present as the world saying we should have had it all, you know, and you're just not getting that in this moment, but you have to focus on yourself.
And the thing is, I think it's a mixture of the grief, the anticipation of the day, because you know you're going to feel the feels, good and the ones that don't feel as nice. But again, that's going to happen. It's how you navigate through it. I feel like wanting your family to do what they are incapable of doing, it's something you need to come to terms with. And it's easier said than done, but the next 3 months and the wedding and the marriage are the things to look forward to.
Absolutely.
They're the silver lining.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And
in some ways, you've got to be grateful to your mum for clearing a path of honesty so you don't have to fuck with fuckeries people.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yes, you loved her dearly, but her not being here now leaves room for you to make your own decisions in some ways.
Absolutely.
And I often say all the time, it took years to see it this way, but there were so many upticks to my dad dying. It's like, oh, I don't have to be phony with you. Do you know what I mean? Like, the person I was doing disrespectability politics for is no longer in the chat.
Yeah.
So you can fuck off, mate. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, this is your moment. And I think you need to look at the part of it that is, you know, giving you the grace to do it your way and not let people chop the open bar. Like, the heck?
And
bringing your dusties to my wedding.
And then having an attitude with me. Please.
There was only 27 people at my wedding and it could have been just 20. But here we are. You can go and find those pictures and zoom in and make some judgments for yourself, ladies and gents.
Candies.
What have I done?
What have I done? What have I done?
What are you talking
about?
Listen, I'm just existing.
Just being me. No, honestly, weddings are stress. I have not been married.
But just to watch someone get married.
I have been...
Have you been maid of honour? Yeah, that's enough. I have.
It is one of those things where you sit and you think to yourself, is it worth it?
Also, though... From every perspective, it's never about the couple.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
family
drama. It's, you know, it's like...
It's not, is it worth it, the couple? It's, is it worth
it? It's the circus.
The family.
Yeah.
I don't want to deal with all of that.
Or like, you thinking you have a say in the guest list or...
I don't really like planning stuff. I don't really plan my birthday. Stuff like that overwhelms me. It's just not my forte. I don't love it. But I want you to know, if my wedding gives me a drop of stress... The guest list is cut. And do you know what I love at the moment? A little courthouse situation.
Oh my God, the girls are eating. Pinterest, the courthouse wedding.
Eating it up.
A little mini skirt.
Like a twiggy
with a little veil blowing in the wind.
Listen, the girls are eating it up. Do a little courthouse.
I saw this gorgeous black couple.
My wedding shall not cause me stress. Like, I will not blow too many bags on it.
At all. Save that for the house and the interior.
For the generational wealth.
Did you not?
For my honeymoon.
So, for a trust fund.
Because you people will come and eat my food, drink my drink.
I wish the chicken had choked you.
Does anyone ever give presents? Do people give presents anymore? Do they give presents anymore,
honey?
Do they?
The chicken should not choke them to fuck.
Is that what you said? Jesus Christ. I was like, what? Not the choke. That dry chicken breast wrapped in bacon, stuffed with some cheese or Philadelphia.
Ways in, like.
Dead ting. I want a food truck at my wedding.
Great idea.
I want a food truck. I still want like food on the inside, but I want a food truck outside.
Great idea.
Yeah, I want a food truck.
Anyway,
girl, you got this.
You do have this.
You've got this.
And you don't have to have it. You could cancel.
No.
She could, though. I just always like to remind people of the range of options.
You could cancel this particular way of doing
it. And never forget that. You could courthouse it.
You could go to Italy.
Yeah.
You could go.
Don't let them come and stress you out, man.
Because I promise you this, even if they're there or not there, you're marrying the love of your life.
Do you know what I mean? And it's giving they shouldn't be there.
It's giving their haters.
Yeah.
They're sniggering.
I don't want to say that. And energetically, you know how we feel about that.
Can't have a hater amongst.
Woo! Anyway, chow. What's said in the closet
stays in the closet.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.